Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm calling. Alhamdulillah. This is what we got here.
We're at the Masjid As-Salam. Alaikum As-Salam. Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you good. May Allah bless you. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Thank you so much, alhamdulillah, and bless you too. May Allah bless you too. We're going to get started in about 1 minute. We're making the salat now.
Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, may Allah bless you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أي على السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله Everybody who's listening in on the radio, please put your phone on mute. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, welcome. We're going to start the Iman today. Thank you, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam always started his jumas and his talks with khutba and haja. We're going to read that, and it goes as follows. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. In the translation into English, truly praise be to Allah, all praise be to Allah. We seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. Bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. May the peace be upon him. Brothers and sisters, it's always a great pleasure for me to be with Muslims at the house of Allah, and especially at this beautiful masjid, Masjid al-Salam. You know that name means peace. It connotes peace. It means peace. The house of Allah dedicated to peace. And every house of Allah is dedicated to peace and order and the worship of Allah. But when the name is As-Salam, you know the consciousness is being directed. So when you go into any masjid, but especially a masjid that has a name like that, you should be aware of yourself and what your purpose is there, what the purpose of that building is. We don't have to have a building to practice our religion, because after all, you, the human being, your mind, your brain, is the building that Allah is dedicated to you, that He's given to you, awarded you, gifted you, to use. But we're to use it properly. When we do have a house, that house is to be established on the fear of Allah, the worship of Allah, the love of Allah, obedience to Allah. So even before we build a house, we make our dedication to Allah. We say Bismillah. We are asking Allah to have mercy on us and to let us be in that house of peace. Let us be in that house of peace that's dedicated to the worship, to His worship, the worship of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He created us. He made us right. He made us for His worship and service. Allah says in the Holy Quran, I have not created men or jinn except for my worship, my service. So let us remember this. Today we wanted to talk about the mankind. We wanted to talk about keeping your human life fresh and moving forward. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, everything is moving on towards Him. Everything is moving on towards Allah. Keep your human life fresh. Keep your human life healthy and moving on forward. You're a human being. You're a human being. There wasn't always human beings, you know. The human being is to be the vicegerent, the caretaking agent of Allah, the caretaking agent of the earth. And Allah gave him or dedicated that for him. Or assign that, let's say, assign that for him. So it says, Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. That he has made the earth for you and he's made it manageable. And that Allah has made you to be the vicegerent of the earth, the caretaking agent. Fil Ard. You know that 25% Fil Ard means of the earth or in the earth. 25%. Roughly 25% of the earth is populated by someone who says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Roughly 1/4 of the earth, Muslims. That's a lot of people. The number is roughly 2 billion or 2,000 million. That's a lot of people. Allah has given us an assignment, brothers and sisters. Allah has given us assignment, and that assignment is to be the caretaking agent of the earth. Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil-nas. That you كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. That he has created you, he has created a group of you, a community of you, a whole community of you, and your job is to be an example for the rest of the people. That he has created you, he has made you to be an example for the rest of the people, and they get a benefit from your existence. You are the best people evolved, dedicated, the best people created for the benefit of mankind. Your job is to invite to all that is good, beneficial, and to turn people away from all that is evil and unseemly. Let us do that job. Let us be happy with that job. Kuntum khayra, you are the best. Out of 100%, you're 25% of all of the population of mankind. And you have been chosen to do a benefit for all the rest of them. When they look to you, they're looking to their natural God-assigned leadership. I hope you understand what I'm saying. When people see you as a Muslim, when they hear what you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing as a Muslim, you are the person or the being, the group, that has the job of being the example for the rest of mankind, inviting to everything that is good and forbidding whatever is wrong and believing in Allah. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ مِنْهُمْ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. There are others, the people of the book, and Allah created them too. But Allah says in the Quran, most of them are perverted. Most of them are transgressors, perverted transgressors. And you know that. You read the news, you look out the window, you go out and ride down the street, you hear how they talk. Nobody talks better than the Muslim people. Our language, when we read the Quran, is divine language. And it processes us so that we end up being healthier, cleaner, better, more fearful of how we act, how we behave, how we think. So when you're around Muslims, you won't hear all that cursing. Clowning. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it's not good for a person who recites Quran to also be a cursor. We have to listen to what he said. Allah says in the Holy Quran, when the Prophet tells you something, peace be upon him, it's coming from Allah.
Allah gave you speech. He gave you, it says in the Quran, intelligent speech. So let us be intelligent with our speech. The Muslim, our language, what we talk about, what we believe, is stronger and better and healthier and more important than what all the rest of the people of the world believe. That's hard on our mind, isn't it? Man, how is that possible? Allah makes it possible. The creator of the heavens and the earth makes it possible. You are the best people evolved for. And I know we live in America and have been living, many of us come from countries that have been under the dominion of the Europeans who attacked our people. England attacked us. France attacked us. Belgium attacked us. Netherlands, the Dutch, Spain, Portugal, all of them conspired and unified. All of them got together and said, let's go down to Africa and other parts of the world, India and other places, America. But nowhere on the planet did they do more damage and are still doing damage, China, Russia, to Africa. Yes, I know they want the diamonds. They want the uranium. They want the palladium. They want the platinum. But mostly they wanted the minds of the people. And if you can capture the people's minds and capture the people's lives, then you have everything they ever controlled or lived on or walked on. Allah says in the Holy Quran that he's going to pay people back for any misappropriations they did to the people. He's going to pay them back. They got a lot to answer for. Here we are in America, and we come from all kinds of countries: Guinea, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, and they controlled and captured and used and murdered millions of people, tens of millions. Some writers say hundreds of millions of our ancestors, relatives, direct relatives. Died to get the ones that survived. Tens of millions of people that used us for hundreds of years for free. This is Juma, but we have to say certain things in history that keep us aware of what we've been through and grateful for Allah blessing us to survive. Allah says if you don't be grateful, he won't give you that much. You still got life. You still can run around here. Look how many people look like us and as crazy as they can be out there. But he says, if any are grateful, he will add more for them out of his bounty. What does Allah own? He owns everything. Allah says, if you walk towards him, he'll run towards you. Fadkuruni adkurkum. If you remember me, I'll remember you. Allah has always sent human beings, starting with Adam. He was the first human being, you know. But Allah says in the Quran that the jinns were created before. Adam was the first human being, but Allah says in the Quran that the jinns were created before. And what does scripture call the men and jinn? Mankind. Mankind. So mankind was around, but there were no human beings until what? Allah made Adam, the first human being. And if we follow what Allah has ordered and act like a human being, and Adam is our father. Adam is our father. You don't have to act like a human being. You can act like a dog. They call each other dog out there, don't they? They're not scared to go and spend 20, 30 years in the pen and come out and brag about it. I can do 10 standing on my head. I've heard them say that with my own ears. You're going to give 10 years of your life without a care or concern because you think you told?
Satan has fooled them. Satan has fooled them. Allah tells us, do not follow the footsteps of the evil one.
Allah has always been human beings, starting with Adam, all the way to Muhammad.
Allahu alayhi wa sallam. And pardon me for not saying Adam, alayhi salam.
Because Allah's peace is on all of them. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called what? Khairul mursalin. He's the best of all of the prophets, all of the human beings. Jinns are not human beings. Jinns are not human beings. They belong to a tribe called jinns, and they're made of fire. I'm not talking about a flame that'll burn your head. No, I'm talking about a mentality that'll burn up your mind, burn up your life. And they have a tendency to be very aggressive. The fire is their power. And First thing, Iblis said that I made a fire. That's what makes me better. I'm better than he because I made a fire. In other words, he had the energy. He believed he had the strength. He believed he had a power that Allah had made him with a power that was greater than humanity, than being a human being that's made of the earth, clay. But Allah says, I'm going to give him of my own spirit, my own knowledge. And when he has that blessing, when I've given him of my own self like that, fall down and show him respect. Obeisance is the word that's translated. And say, everybody say, ooh, and bow down. Angels bow down.
But he bleeds. Who we now call Satan because of his disobedience, arrogance, jealousy. He wouldn't bow down. He said, I'm better. So Allah cursed him. Allah said, get out of here. Get away. And nobody's going to be behaving like that. Allah cursed him.
The one thing about the jinn, brothers and sisters, I know that they're mankind. But the one thing about the jinn is that he must be controlled. That arrogance, that emotionalism, that anger, that hating, that unwillingness to submit, it must be controlled. It's powerful. People are scared of it if they got any knowledge of what it is. They ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of them translate as devil, you know. But Allah didn't create the jinn devils. Iblis or Satan made himself a devil by his disobedience. We must obey Allah, brothers and sisters. We must submit to the will of Allah. We're not worshiping Allah unless we submit to Allah. Believe in Allah. The jinn has to be controlled. They asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you have a devil? Do you have a jinn? He said, yes. They asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you have a jinn? Do you have a jinn, messenger of Allah? He said, yes.
But he said, Allah has helped me make my jinn a Muslim. And some translators translated, yes, I have made my jinn a Muslim, because you're going to have to do the work. You can't just say, oh, Allah, I'm at your disposal, save me, help me, and you don't have to help yourself. Too many people are like that, you know. They don't want to do no work.
They don't want to put in the hours. They don't want to put in the work. If you're not putting in the work, then who is it that's submitting to the will of Allah? Allah says that the paradise is full of workers. Enter into my paradise. Enter among my workers. You read that in the Quran? It didn't say enter in among my slackers, my lazy bone people. Too many of us want the reward. We want the credit. We want the name. We want the title. We want the recognition.
But we don't want to have to deserve it. We don't have to work hard to deserve it.
You have to work hard to submit to Allah. To submit to Allah, you have to work hard. Allah Most High, the creator of the heavens and the earth. They came once to the Kaaba one time. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was meditating and making salat. And one of his uncles, I said his uncle, might have been a cousin, but I believe it was one of his uncles, came and attacked him at the Kaaba. He was attacked at the Kaaba several times. He was attacked all along the way. He was attacked locally and foreign when he was in travel. And poured camel guts on him. They attacked him. They attacked. This is a relative that would attack him and curse him and lie on him and backstab him, deceive him. But he had other relatives who loved him, who would help him, who would fight other relatives because of him. A lot of us go through that, but we don't realize it. Hope you're not out here selling on Christmas trees. I hope you're not out here selling on Christmas trees. He said, man, how could you say that? That's your he don't feel like he's not Muslim. I know a lot of Muslims that sell liquor. Christmas tree is believing in that folklore and that mythology that comes from Europe where they used to go in the forest and set trees on fire and dance around the fire. They were fire worshipers. They still are fire worshipers. Gents, fire worshipers. You know, laugh, dance, sing, and run around the tree. Fire worshipers. They used to bring the tree, and when they couldn't bring the tree, when they didn't go to the forest anymore, later times they started bringing. They've been doing this for thousands of years. I'm not talking about yesterday, last year, 1,000 years ago, Jesus' time. They were doing this crazy stuff before Jesus' time. Fire worship. Europeans were fire worshipers. Pagans. Pagans. Hostile, warlike pagans. And then later time, when they get closer to time now, they would bring the tree inside, a green tree. What did the fire department tell you about bringing a green tree inside your house? What nut would bring the most flammable of trees into their home? And then in the old days when they didn't have the electric lights or electricity, little candles in a little container and decorate the tree with that, disseminate the flame, to make it look like the tree was on fire because they were fire worshippers. And then as electricity got discovered, they would set the little lights on it to make it look like the tree was on fire because they were fire worshippers. You know history. Just look it up in the dictionaries and the encyclopedias. Look at it on the internet and see about these fire worshipping Europeans. I'm not talking racism. I'm talking about history. If I start talking about their racial mentality, oh, it'd be shocking. Real horrible. Then when they got the electricity, to prove that they love fire, they will put the light bulbs in the shape of a flame. Put the light bulb in the shape of a flame because they fire. Anyway, enough about that. I just wanted to make sure nobody was selling Christmas trees. They got liquor stores, right? You go in there, somebody named Abdul is selling liquor. And he's from the heart of a Muslim country. What was it for that? We must control our jinns, brothers and sisters. They asked Prophet Muhammad saw something, he had one. He said, yes. He said, but I have made my jinn a Muslim, or Allah has helped me make my jinn a Muslim. And then you know what the next part of it is? And he helps me. Allah has made the jinn a Muslim, and he helps me. He supports me. He works with me. And I'll tell you, a jinn is powerful. That's like having your own personal angel inside of you or something. Jinn is very powerful. He's not an angel. Human beings are not angels either. But the jinn, they're more energetic. Wow. They're more animal spirit. They're more animal, emotional. And then Allah did what? He gave him a big blessing by making the jinn be able to be more human, or at least under the control of the humanity. Yes, I have a jinn, but I have made my jinn Muslim. That's what Prophet Muhammad told us, what I'm saying. So we got to control that fire in us, that anger in us, that hatred in us, that emotionalism in us, emotionalism, doing stuff without, doing things without thinking. But Allah gave Adam something to think with. And it was so powerful what Allah gave Adam, Allah's own knowledge, it was so powerful that Adam could use it to make his own self submit. The Prophet, could use it to make his own self submit to the will of Allah, because that knowledge, that power, comes from Allah. Allah is the ruler. Allah is the maker. But if you submit to Allah, that behold, on the friends of Allah, there is no fear, nor shall they grieve. On the friends of Allah. So if Allah give you his power and make you his friend, you can control yourself. That's what we all earn by praying, having faith in Allah and praying. The Muslims believe in Allah. If you lost all your powers but you believed in Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you still could go to paradise. Yes, because we got iman Allah, faith in Allah. That's what the Muslims, that's what makes you different from everybody else. You believe in Allah. And the wrongdoers, the unbelievers, they believe in getting it any way they can. Hook or crook, they call it. So we believe in Allah and we pray. Nobody on the planet stops and makes five daily prayers together. If you can, you should make it together. But every Muslim knows, every believer knows that five times a day we stop or get up. We make our intentions. We make our wudu. And we call their name. Make our intentions and call their name. We be clean. Nobody on the planet is cleaner than the Muslim. As a group, there's not 2 billion people on the planet that are clean, intentionally clean themselves. So they can go and intentionally pray to the Creator. Name me a group that does that. They don't think like that. They don't think right. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there's nothing better you can do for a person than to teach them how to think when it comes to education. What are you going to teach them? About Allah. And what Allah is doing for you. How to worship Allah sincerely. It's all been revealed and laid out for us. We're the most obedient group on the planet. Recognizing and claiming all of the messages of Allah. You can't be a believer if you deny any of the prophets of Allah. So be careful during this time of the year what you say about Jesus. Peace be upon him. Jesus is not Allah. He's not God. He is a messenger of Allah. Peace be upon him. Alayhi salam. He was not born in this time of the year. All that stuff is disputable, debatable, and they go through that all the time. But for sure we know he is not Allah. For sure we know he is not the creator of the heavens and the earth. Jesus, Allah said in the Quran, he and his mother had to eat food and walk through the streets.
Yes, it did.
So we as Muslims have to be very, very, I'm trying to get a call in here, hopefully. Okay. Some Muslims are ill and they cannot make it to the Duma. So we try to make sure that they're all on it.
So we keep our attention on what we're here for. The worst of Allah is serious.
And I want to tell you, I know we always say if you go to the meeting, turn your phone down or off. I would tell you to call somebody who couldn't make it to Juma. Might be a sister who's pregnant. Might be elderly people in the hospital. Might be somebody traveling. The job might have him driving across country. If you know their number, call them in. Tell them, hey, man, listen to the Juma today. Or, hey, lady, listen to the Juma. She might have 5 or 6 children, but she can't get out the Juma with them children. She might be in the Midwest or the Northwest. It's snowing out there like crazy today, I think. Put the whole family, sit down, you all, and listen to the talk. So let us use the technology and use everything that Allah has allowed mankind to learn and to be able to utilize. We are powerful people. What are we sitting down for, wasting our knowledge, not using our knowledge? Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said one of the reasons that Allah caused man allowed man to destroy. One of the reasons that man fails is because he neglects and he is ungrateful. So let us not, if you're on the line, please put your phone on mute and make your environment quiet. Stop. We neglect and we are not grateful for what Allah gives us. Allah says, if any are grateful, I will add more for them. Who doesn't want more? You got $50, couldn't you use $100? Well, I might let it be money. But there's plenty of things better than money. I'm an older person. I trade my money for health any day. If I had $1 billion or $1 trillion, if I lose my health, the money's no good. Let us be wise. Let us be powerful like Allah wants us to be. Allah wants you. He's already cut you out as designated you. He has already identified you as being the 25% of the whole planet that is beneficial for the rest of the planet. To me, that's an unimaginable huge thing. And Allah says, the unbelievers can't really get you if you believe. Shaitan can't get you if you believe in Allah. If you study the Holy Quran. You will learn a mind. You will learn a thinking. You will learn a brain. You will learn a thinking. If you study the Holy Quran, you will learn a thinking. It could not be destroyed. And you know how the brain assimilates. If a dude always listen to me, talk to people and stuff like that, pretty soon you'll come around and say, you know, he has become a fool. But if you study the Holy Quran, your brain will assimilate that divine knowledge. The same thing that Adam and Prophet Muhammad saw himself. He saw all of them. Back from Allah. Divine knowledge. Allah's own knowledge. That's what's in the Quran. Allah says, La ya'luka li nabilan illa tiknaka bil haqi wa asana tafkira. That there is no question that could be asked except that Allah has revealed the truth and the best way of explaining it. La ya'lihi al-batilu min bayni yabayhi wa ta'a min hafi hazilu min hakimin and even Hakim and Habib Ali, that no falsehood can approach it. We got to learn it.
great-grandfather, great, they might have been had a Quran, who people in their family who know the Quran for the last 500, 600 years, 800 years. They had to learn it, though. That's what you got. Don't be lazy. Don't be weak. As much of the Quran that you know, when you appear before Allah as a soul, Allah will say recite, and everything you recite in the Quran, you will come closer and closer and nearer to Allah, more elevated in the hereafter. You can't stay here forever, which won't get weak. It's on the tape for you every day. Let other people come in and take your stuff. It's like the Europeans did. When they came with the Africa, they didn't go there to make no deposits. They came to take and take and take. That's why you did it. Yeah. And everyone is doing anything today. But Allah has given you something that he cannot take from you, brother and sister. Your faith. Your prayer. And what does that give you? That gives you a help. That gives you a status. That gives you a position. That gives you a life that can only belong to the belief. Only belong to the belief. The reason I get so carried away, I love this. If nobody on the earth wanted it, Allah bless me to see some value, see enough value in this thing to claim it and want to have it forever. Allah says that if he were to destroy mankind because of their sinfulness, there will be nobody on earth. But I don't think about that. I'm trying to save myself. This is self I'm trying to save. I'll tell you some things that Allah said in the Quran or that I know of the prophets tell himself. But I'm trying to save myself. I want to be saved. I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want to burn in hell. I don't want what they call bad luck. So I've been told that if I believe in Allah and his message, and then if I pray the five prayers, that if I give in charity, zakat, if I fast the month of Ramadan, make the pilgrimage to Mecca once in a lifetime, the journey is affordable, and if I'm in good health, stay with Ramadan, good health, fast it. And I was in charity. That's what I was told. I believe that. I believe that. And Allah said it's a big favor. The Prophet said if you lost everything but your faith in Allah, then you still can go to paradise. And Allah has told us the Prophet that if you had sins, you had sinned your whole, if you had sins as big as the earth, Allah has forgiveness greater than that. So I ain't trying to blame nobody. I'm trying to save it. It's really serious. It's really real. Allah's real. The prophet is real. The Quran is real. The angels are real. The reward and punishment is real. And heaven and hell is real, too. The books are real. The books of Allah. All that's real, brothers and sisters. You can't stay in here. Your arm, if you think it's so strong, one day it will fail you. Your leg. Your teeth. Your skin. That your members will fail you and then will turn around and question you at the hell you use. Why are you bearing witness against me? Why are you doing that? Why are you sensitive? They say Allah gave us speech. He just speaks here. So you can't stay here. There's nowhere to hide. Nowhere to hide from Allah. He's looking at us right now. Alhamdulillah. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. This is off the song.
Knowledge. I got a good way that goes out to the semi-thought.
Oh, just doing backflips, so excited about it. Okay. 50 years from now, half of what we learn won't be worth a dime. But divine knowledge, Allah's knowledge, when we quit, never. It's eternal knowledge. Allah's knowledge is better than a PhD because Allah's knowledge will put you in a paradise forever. You know who runs the media and the media and the educational system and the social psychology, social psychology system and the policy and the legal system. It's the wicked children of liberty. It's the wicked children of Israel. And they want to make you think that they got all knowledge, all power, all disposal of the whole earth with their voice. Allah said, that voice, that mouth. You put that mouth on there, you put them lies on you, and make you think that they stop back. What you say about me, you better apologize. You better be shaken. Is that the main thing that you want to apologize? They want to apologize to them after they have lied to you. What kind of person goes anywhere in the world and sooner or later everybody hates them? Not no Muslims. Who has that record? Who has that history? You know it is. The wicked children of Israel. Jesus said it was cursed. And the children of Satan. Brothers and sisters, we got the divine knowledge, Allah's own knowledge. Let us live by that. Study that Quran. Learn that Quran. The Quran will condition you. That's a lot of Allah's words. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived by that. And he ended up what? The most successful human being that ever lived. The best of any human being that ever lived, better than even all the other human beings, children of Adam. We have a choice. If we accept Allah, he will bless us, save us. It happens without your permission, and it happens without you being able to see it. Allah says, if you don't believe in him without seeing him, then you're not really a believer. So Allah is going to send his spirit. He's going to send invisible angels. He's going to send you all the support. He said he'll send you angels rank, all rank. Line up and support each other. One angel can wipe out all the creation if Allah signed them. So Allah said he's going to send angels to help. So our choice is to obey Allah or to disobey. If you obey, you will be happy all by itself. Allah don't need your permission to make you happy or to save you or to save somebody you might hate. Too much of that going on. We have to get control of our gen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to stop because I can get all one and hold one aside. Allahu Akbar. I hope that all of us get that way. And it's my honor to be here today to do a little preaching. I just feel master and master Islam, and I hope to see right again soon, inshallah. So let us close alhamdulillah. الحمد لله إن الله من الله كفر بالسلام يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. That means Allah and His angels do salute Muhammad for you to believe, do that for us. ربنا آتينا في ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. That means Oh Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be the comfort of our family. Grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana akfil lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina. Sabbat akdamana wa shudana wa kalamu sayatibin. That means, oh Lord, give us our sins and anything that we may have done in our transgression. Not at our fault and do us strength against those who are faithful and be firm to the strength of those who are faithful. And Allah bless Muhammad.
family of Muhammad as you did bless Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. Exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. ربنا آتينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Allah, that means Allah, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter. And give us the chastisement of hellfire. Amen. Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. Just a few short announcements.
We are definitely in dire need of your support, helping the masjid. So whatever you can afford to give today, or to the back at the donation box, please donate. I'm still collecting funds. Secondly, we're still collecting donations for Three Meals on Wheels program.
Uh-huh.
So if anyone has a donation, just see me afterwards. And lastly, this here is a declaration, a statement saying that you want to be buried as a Muslim. Saeed, he has some copies in his office. So nobody can come between you and being buried. In the general statement of authority granted to Master Nassalam, burial will be placed. It's two witnesses, and it is a seal of the Republic. We want to get cut short of this, brother. In time comes, we want to be buried as a Muslim. No intervention at all. Nobody can say, well, no, he's a Christian. He's this, he's that. No, he was a Muslim. He's going to be buried as a Muslim. And thank you again, man, for being with us. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
If you can stay, you can stay for longer. I'll be coming real soon. Take a look here around the clock.
Aru.
Brothers and sisters, thank you for listening today. May Allah bless each and every one of you. We'll speak to you soon, inshallah.
Okay.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for your continued support. We really appreciate you. Brother Ani, Yasir Muhammad, and the staff at Blog Talk Radio, may Allah bless each and every one of us, every one of you, and all of us, and the brothers and sisters who called in on the radio program today. Bless you. Shukran, and thank you so much. Bye-bye.